Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Rochester, Michigan, and was an actress, model, and spokesperson. For 4 years, she was the owner of Natural Talent Company, which booked models and talent. Since 2012, she's been the executive director of FAR Conservatory, which provides creative arts therapy and recreational services for children and adults with mental, physical, and/or emotional impairments. Her name? Pamela Ayers. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Pamela Ayers, the executive director of FAR Conservatory. Pamela, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Can we start by talking about what were the biggest things you learned from your mom?
Wow. Other than my great dancing skills, I'm just joking. My mother was just a huge part of our lives. I am a daughter to my mother, and she has three daughters, actually. I'm the middle sister of the three, my older sister, Elizabeth, and my younger sister, Maria. We all grew up very close with a mother that was very caring and loving. She really taught us how to be independent and be on our own, really. So she built a lot of bridges for us, but allowed us to walk over them on our own.
And these three daughters, what was the biggest thing they learned from your dad?
Wow. My father, if you were going to describe my father, you would just always have a big smile on your face. He had a sense of humor and a love for life that was just unbelievable. And it's actually the anniversary of his death on May 1st, and he has been gone for 6 years.
In talking to you, you know, over breakfast a few weeks ago, it's obvious you loved your dad. Pamela, you adored your dad. And I've heard often that the greatest thing a dad can do for his children is to love their mom. Why?
Oh, absolutely. I think they set the groundwork for your relationships and who you choose to put in your life, whether it's a significant other or friends. They really show you that it's so important to develop relationships. And by doing that, by loving your mother, that's the closest relationship that you have, is seeing how much your father cares about your mother.
Pamela, where did you get your love for acting and modeling?
Well, I think it's every little girl's dream, right? I mean, is to be on stage, be able to express themselves. And that's probably one of the main reasons I'm so attracted to what we're able to accomplish at FAR, is we're allowing our youth and our clients with special needs to be able to express themselves through music and art therapy.
Tell us about your life in New York City as an actress.
Oh, I was so lucky. I was just a little over 18 when I moved to New York City. And my father and I packed up a U-Haul. We went to Bright Ideas in Royal Oak beforehand and bought me a futon, packed up a U-Haul and drove to New York City. And he stayed for a few days with me just to make sure I was comfortable and made sure that, you know, I wasn't in the shady part of town, so to speak. And he had actually flown out there prior to make sure that I had a nice apartment and enrolled me in school. And he did the legwork, basically. And then I was lucky enough, I actually spent 10 years in New York City. I started off knowing that I was going to study theater at the Academy of Performing Arts in New York City, and it was just such a great experience. I worked with some of the best teachers, some of the most talented performers and students. And then I was lucky enough, I had a pilot with Nickelodeon called Full Moon New York, and it didn't really go too far, but I was lucky enough that I was casted in it, and I worked a lot of spokesperson jobs with Citibank, and I did the auto shows because I am a Detroit girl, and believe it or not, back in 1989, I was one of the very first girls that they hired doing auto shows that wasn't based here in Detroit, but because I was originally a Detroiter, they gave me a pass, and I was able to do the shows for many years. I developed some of the strongest relationships, the strongest friendships through being on the road with friends, and still to this day have those great friendships. It was kind of like the traveling circus. We just all became really close friends and have stayed friends for many years. Then I was in New York City and decided to kind of change career paths. And I met a woman who owned a modeling agency, and I became a booker with rep management. And I realized that probably it was a better choice for me to do the business end instead of the performing arts end.
And then you came back and started National Talent Company for
yep,
4 years.
Natural Talent, actually. And we were lucky. I mean, within the first few months of being in business, I was able to get a couple really nice clients. I provided talent for the auto industry, for print work back in the good old days when there were still catalogs. And, you know, I was just really lucky.
Pamela, you've lived and toiled in two different worlds. First world, beautiful people, the theater, clothes, New York City, models, the glitz. And now you're focused on special needs children and adults. What's that like?
Well, what's more beautiful than a child? I mean, whether they have special needs or they're a typical child. I mean, all children, all people are really quite beautiful. It's just everybody has different things in life to offer. And it is very different. But I can tell you today, sitting here, I can't imagine my life without doing what I'm doing right now. And that's working with the special needs community.
We're talking to Pamela Ayers. When we come back, we'll find out about FAR Conservatory. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're with Pamela Ayers, who since 2012 has been the executive director of FAR Conservatory. Pamela, what does FAR stand for? It's been around for 63 years, and tell us about FAR.
Well, the cool thing about FAR is there is such a huge legacy, and we're kind of like the best-kept secret around town. FAR Conservatory of Therapeutic and Performing Arts was originally founded in 1951 by parents of cognitively challenged children. At the time, the organization was called Friends and Relatives of South Oakland Handicap. The purpose of the organization was to help solve the educational, social, and recreational needs of the mentally disabled. But in 1951, public schools did not provide the needs for disabled children. FAR's role was that of a training center supplying a learning environment for academics, daily living, recreational, and social activities for the underserved population. This FAR parenting group was diligent in their effort to get the 1954 Special Education Act of Oakland County passed. This bill provided funds required for special education programs in Oakland County. In 1971, the Federal Law for Public Education of Handicapped was passed. This law stated that all handicapped students would now be placed in public education programs. As a training center, FAR was no longer necessary, and we actually closed our doors in 1973. with the advent of the public education for disabled, there was still existing need for this special population of young people to experience or have experience that would further aid and add to their emotional, cultural, and social development. The idea was to use arts to improve self-worth and self-images. The FAR board reconvened and endorsed the concept of self-development through participation in these structured therapeutic and performing arts programs. The FAR Conservatory reopened in 1974 with classes in drama, music, art, and dance. And today we actually service 1,200 special needs people a year. Students have a range of disability, and we provide services for children of all ages, adolescents, and young adults.
Pamela, why do kids need to be exposed to the arts?
Well, you know, think about this. When you're driving in your car and you've got your, you know, some music on and you hear a song that you just love, it brings joy to you. It makes you smile. And just because our clients are special needs doesn't mean they shouldn't be able to express themselves and use these wonderful therapies through music, art, and recreation to be able to express themselves.
Through the years as I've done this show, whenever I've had a guest that has a special needs child, they always refer to that child as their hero, their angel, their teacher, their inspiration. Why is that?
Oh, well, I'm so lucky because I'm surrounded by those heroes and those angels and that inspiration every day at FAR. It amazes me, and it really amazes me as, you know, as a parent of a child that is typical, that these parents, they look at their children and it's just pure love. And what more can you want from your child but to love them and have them be your inspiration?
What have these clients taught you, Pamela Ayers?
Oh, wow. That no matter what challenges you have on a day-to-day basis, you're still so blessed with what you have. I mean, these kids can come, or our clients can come into our office, and no matter how hard of a day that you have, you can look at them and say, wow, my life is good. And they teach you how to love unconditionally. They teach you that the opportunities that we're able to provide for them, they appreciate. I mean, there's so many things. It's just, we're really, really lucky. We're just surrounded by so much positive energy there.
The quintessential position in American sports, I believe, is to be an NFL quarterback. That's the cat's meow. 92 years of the NFL, 26 quarterbacks are in the Football Hall of Fame. In 92 years. Five of them, in their own words, say they've been blessed with a special needs son. Why is that?
You know, I think as a parent, you don't look at your child as special needs. You look at your child as your child, and you love them no matter what. So whether you have a healthy, you know, a typical child or a special needs child, they're all blessings. I mean, nothing is more important than in life than having a child and being able to raise that child. And you know, so, I mean, I think you look at all children as a blessing, whether or not they're special needs. I don't know if we necessarily have to look at them at any different than any child.
One thing you taught me was that, quote unquote, we are all flawed in different ways.
Absolutely.
Autism. Seems like it's much more prevalent today I believe that one out of 110 children have an autism spectrum disorder. Talk to us about autism.
Well, I'm lucky enough. I've learned a little bit more about autism in the last few years. I'm lucky enough that I sit on the advisory board for the Ted Lindsay Foundation for Autism. Mr. Lindsay is doing amazing things by raising money for research and supporting the Hope Clinic at Beaumont Hospital. And so I've been able to learn a little bit more about autism. I think what we really need to do is realize that it is on a rise, and we can't stop thinking about it. And we have to try and figure out where this is coming from and why it's affecting so many children.
What if there's a listener tonight that says, Pamela, I just found out that my child is a special needs child, and right now I hate God.
It's very hard to hear because as a parent, I can understand why you would be so angry and so upset, because you never want to see your child hurt no matter what. And then to be hurt, you know, so strongly. I think what we do is we talk to the parent and we try to get them to understand that, you know, their kid's going to be okay. And it doesn't necessarily make them anything but more special.
On this Mother's Day night, as we go to a break in the show, can you share with us A Mother's Love by Helen Steiner Rice, please?
A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It's made of deep devotion, of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring come what may, for nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaking, and it never fails or falters, even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns, and it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems. It is far beyond defining, it defies all explanation, and it still remains a secret like the mystery of creation. A many-splendored miracle man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender, guiding hand.
That was Pamela Ayers reciting A Mother's Love by Helen Steiner Rice. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasul. And we're with Pamela Ayers this Mother's Day evening, which President Woodrow Wilson in 1914 proclaimed that Mother's Day is a national holiday that is to be held each year on the second Sunday of May. Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote a lot of great songs. One of their songs, part of the lyric is, "A bell isn't a bell until you ring it. A song isn't a song until you sing it. And love isn't love till you give it away." Pamela, as a mother, what's a mother's love?
Oh, well, a mother's love is a complete commitment to a child, to her family. I mean, nothing is more important than when you become a mother. And I think we take for granted sometimes that we're so blessed to be parents and to have children to raise. And I think there's so many ways to express your love for your child.
Pamela, you're a mom for two families. First Christian, your 10-year-old son, and then the kids and the people afar. Talk about being a mom for two families.
Oh, well, I'm so lucky I have Christian. He's a fantastic 10-year-old little hockey player that's in fourth grade, and he just brings so much joy to my life, and I'm so lucky. But I'm also lucky because I have my Farr family. I am a pretty new executive director there. I was just given the position back in June of last year, and I came from Orchard Children's Services, where I thought I would be for life. I love the organization. I'm still very involved. But then this opportunity came up, and it was an opportunity that I wasn't looking for. And after doing some research and getting to know more and more about Farr, I just realized that it was where I needed to be. It's where I thought I could maybe make a bigger difference in life. And I'm so happy that I'm there. And I'm so happy that I get to be touched by these wonderful people with special needs on a daily basis. Just what they're able to accomplish, again, going back to they can be heroes. They are heroes. They're able to accomplish so much more than you can even imagine by just being given the opportunity to perform on stage or create a beautiful piece of art. Or, you know, something that I just think is so cool is we have one of the only special needs hockey teams in the state. And the first time I went to see our Farr Flyers skate, I didn't know what to expect. And I left just being blown away. I took my son, who's actually 10 years old, Christian, who's a hockey player, and we both left. Just we couldn't stop talking about the Farr Flyers and how amazing they were on the ice and how they could work so great as a team. And this is a group of special needs, you know, children and adults that, you know, they don't look at each other as being any different other than, you know, they still want to score a goal and they still want to, you know, play a hockey game. So it's really cool.
Can you share with us a couple stories about a couple of these special children that you have from Farr?
Oh, my goodness. I think, well, I was lucky enough. We do a wonderful, wonderful event called Flutes, Friends, and Fa-la-las. And that's where we give opportunities to our clients to actually perform on stage. And they're able to perform whatever their discipline is, whether it's music or we have a special needs inclusion theater group, which is so cool, where special needs kids work along with typical children to perform musical theater numbers. But some of the kids that really stick out to me, Well, I have a couple youth that I'm pretty close with, but as for an actual group that really sticks out to me is our Farr Social Club. Our Farr Social Club is a group of young adults that normally would not have an opportunity to socialize. So we started a social club, and what that does is we get our social club out into the community, and they go to Tigers games, and they went to a Pistons game this year and went and played video games together. But it's so great to see this group as friends, because a lot of times I think our special needs friends are kept separate and they not necessarily have the opportunity to socialize as much. And the social club is just so amazing. We have one little girl who actually, the first time I met her, I went to go and shake her hand like it was nice to meet you. And she basically looked at me and she said, "I don't want to shake your hand. I'm a hugger." And like now every time I see her, I get the biggest hug. It's just so cool. And then seeing some of our clients and what they're able to accomplish on stage during Flutes is really, really overwhelming. We have a client who is on the autism spectrum, and when he plays piano, you feel like you're at the DSO. He's just so amazing and so talented. And just knowing that we can offer these opportunities for them to to show their creative abilities through music or art. It's just really special.
If you want to learn more, www.far, F-A-R, conservatory.org. Farconservatory.org. Pamela, every mom has many heartaches. Mm-hmm. How do you get through those heartaches?
Well, I think we all have challenges in life, and I think we have to realize that as a mom, your heartaches are not yours, because you have to overcome them, because you have something that's so much more important than what you're going through, and that's your child, and you have to focus on your child.
If there's a listener tonight that hasn't talked to his or her mom, mm-hmm, for a few years, that are falling out, mm-hmm, and he wants to pick up the phone, what should he do and what should he say?
I think just taking the initiative to pick up that phone and say, I love you, and I want you in my life. It's not always necessarily the healthiest thing, but your mother will always be your mother. She's always going to be, she's always the person who, you know, that's really sad. I mean, I think being able to reach out and trying to make it better is, as a child, is something that you owe not only to yourself, but also your children and, you know, in your family.
This is a message from Joseph Cardinal Minzenti about a mother.
The most important person on earth is a mother. She cannot claim the honor of having built Notre Dame Cathedral. She need not. She has built something more magnificent than a cathedral, a dwelling for an immortal soul, the tiny perfection of her baby's body. The angels have not been blessed with such a grace. They cannot share in God's creative miracle to bring new saints to heaven. Only a human mother can. Mothers are closer to God, the Creator, than any other creature. God joins forces with mothers in performing this act of creation. What on God's good earth is more glorious than this? To be a mother.
That was Pamela Ayers, a message from Joseph Cardinal Minzenti. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Pamela Ayers on this Mother's Day evening. A few years ago, we had Angie Weaver, Joe Weaver's wife, on, who's written a lot of poems. The first poem she ever wrote was entitled, My Mother's Hands.
My mother's hands are precious. They've stroked with loving care each tear-stained baby within her arms that God has deemed she bared. They toil till dawn to heed the call. Her love demands she gives her all. And as they move with steady grace, a smile of joy upon her face. For through it all, she surely knows, the love she plants just grows and grows.
Pamela, anybody that's around you quickly realizes you love hockey.
Yes.
And you talk about hockey. Christian plays hockey. You know, Ted Lindsay, you're involved with Joey Kosar, Mickey Redmond. Why this love for hockey?
Well, it comes.
You do not look like a hockey player.
I am not a hockey player. I can barely ice skate, my son would say. I don't think I do so bad. But anyway, my love for hockey really came from my father. My father was a huge Original Six collector, and he loved hockey very much. He was one of the few people that was ever made a Red Wing alumni who never played. He owned an advertising agency for many, many years, and he was able to donate his creative services to the Red Wings Alumni Association. He also, if you've ever been down in the alumni room at the Joe, the memorabilia that hangs on the wall was actually donated by my father, and he took a lot of pride in the alumni room. He felt like we live in Detroit, and so many of our great hockey players stay here even after they retire, like Ted Lindsay and Gordie Howe and Joe Koser and Sean Burr and all these great hockey players. They stay here because they love this city. And he wanted to make sure that they had a room that really showed a lot of dedication to them and what they do. Well, like I said earlier, my father passed away a few years back, and he left this beautiful legacy at the Joe. And through that, they gave him the Humanitarian Award a couple months after he had passed away. And I received the Humanitarian Award on behalf of my family in honor of my father, and just decided that I was going to make sure that our family stayed committed to what he really loved. And that was the Red Wings Alumni Association, which raises money for children's-based charities. And through that, and through staying involved with the Red Wings and the Alumni Association, I've been lucky enough to meet some of these great men like Mr. Ted Lindsay, who has the Ted Lindsay Foundation for Autism, and Joe Koser, who has a foundation for children, and all these great hockey players. They're just a bunch of great guys that see a need to do better things for our community. So through that, I've been able to lend a helping hand and use some of my skills in development and my understanding for a nonprofit to help them and support them. And it's been just a wonderful relationship.
Most of us know Joey Koser as just a brawler, a fighter, a wild man.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the Joey Koser you know.
Oh, he's such a good guy. He has committed a lot of time and a lot of energy into the Joe Koser Foundation for Children. He does an amazing event every year out in Highland, where he lives. And he gets the Milford Fire Department and the Highland Police Department all engaged in this huge celebrity softball game. And celebrities, mainly hockey players, but we had a football player last year, and Scott Lusader, who's an alumni for the Detroit Tigers, all come out and play this charity game. And it's nothing but positive energy. And I mean, thousands of people come out to watch a bunch of hockey players, retired hockey players and football players, play this game. And what he does is he picks several different charities that benefit from doing this event. And the cool thing is he just sees a need and he tries to fill it by using his name to support other organizations. It's really quite cool.
What are your goals and what are your dreams for the FAR Conservatory?
My dream for FAR is to be a little bit more uniquely effective in the fact that I don't really want to provide what we have to provide, you know, through the state or what, you know, I don't want to just provide the services that we've provided in the past. I want to give more opportunities to our special needs community so they can grow. And something I feel very, very passionate about is inclusion, is teaching our special needs youth that they can go out into the community and be included in our community just like anybody else. And I think one of the ways we can do that is through our social club and also educating the community on what some of our special needs clients deal with on a day-to-day basis, so we become a little bit more open to involving, you know, getting everybody involved into the community.
For most of us, when we see someone that's different,
mm-hmm.
we're uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
and we are reluctant
mm-hmm.
to reach out, etc. How do we do that?
I think we all have to push ourselves a little bit and just say, I might feel uncomfortable, but the rewards and the benefit and how I'm going to feel after I open my heart to this really special group of people is going to make, I'm going to get more out of it than anybody else. I mean, I think that's a lot what when volunteering and getting involved in the community, no matter what you're involved in, but by volunteering your time, it's really for selfish reasons, because nobody gets more out of it than yourself. And by pushing yourself and saying, I want to be a little bit more open to something that makes me feel uncomfortable, I really think you're going to feel really good about yourself and feel really good after you do it. So and, just take a chance.
And how does it make the kids feel when we open up?
Oh, these kids are just filled with so much love, and they just really, like any child, they want to feel that love. They want to feel accepted. They want to feel that, you know, they're just there. They're just happy. They're just, you know, part of our community. Because I don't think a lot of our special needs clients look at themselves as any different than you or I or my child or you know, your grandchildren, whoever you may have in your life. They don't see themselves as different.
As our time ends tonight on this Mother's Day, mm-hmm. actress, model, spokesperson, Pamela Ayers, would you lead us in one final poem entitled Mother?
Mother, you fill my days with rainbow lights, fairy tales, and sweet dream nights. A kiss to wipe my tears away, gingerbread to ease my fears. You gave the gift of life to me, and then in love you set me free. I thank you for your tender care, for deep warm hugs and being there. I hope that when you think of me, a part of you you'll always see.
Pamela Ayers, you're a mom to Christian and to all the people of Far Conservatory, and you do a fabulous job at it. Keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. And with a mom, anything is possible. Spahom.
Believe in yourself.